And that Nun Heyamid Aleph. But let us just refresh our memory. Let us go to the Mishneh Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and then we'll get back to Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. The Mishneh says, after the Kayin Godel was Mazed Adam Hapo, Achas Lamailo, Visheva Lamato, Bifnim. So the Mishnah says, Hevi'eloi Esasoyo. That's by the small chof in the Mishnah, Daphne Gimel Amid Beis. Hevi'eloi Esasoyo. Then also it says, Yotza V'inichei Alkan Azov Shebehechol. So then the Dam HaPor, he'd finished the Hazo, Bifnim, Achas Lamailo, Visheva Lamato. So he'inichei Alkan Azov Shebehechol. So there was a receptacle in the heichel that he put the dam hapor on it. He violoi es asoyer shchotoi vekibol b'mizol kesdomoi nifnas l'mokim shenichnas v'omad b'mokim she'omad v'izem imenu achas l'maylo v'sheva l'mato v'kacho yemoine achas achas v'achas achas v'shtayim yotzo v'hinichoi alkan hazov hasheni shebeichel. There was another receptacle for the dam hasoyer. And then later he went and took the dam hapo off the first receptacle, and he went out and he was maza on the paroiches in the heichel. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yehoye sham ela kan echad bulvat. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only one kan there. And therefore, when he wanted to put down the dam hasoyer, so there was no kan for the dam hasoyer. So first was noto dam hapo. He had a first lift up the dam hapo, and then he niach dam hasoyer. Then he had a place where to put down the dam hasoyer, and he had the dam hapo in his hand. V'izam imenu ala paroiches shekeneged ha'orim ibachutz achas lamaylo v'sheva lamato. Then he had the dam hapo in his hand. He was mazer keneged the paroiches. That is hanegei alonu. Now let us go to daf nun hey amud aleph. Yotzo, four lines from the bottom, Yotzo v'hinichoy alkan hazov shebeheichol. Nan hosom, Ab Yehuda oimer, lo yhoyu shoifreis lekinei choivo, mipnei hataruvis. Let us see, Rashi, exactly what this means. Lo yhoyu shoifreis lekinei choivo. Shoifer was a type of a receptacle that held money, a pushkit. Shoifer, so for the kinei choivo, there were no shoifers. So Rashi says, shoifer loseis l'soichai mois, that you should put into the shoifer mois, misha olov kan choivo. A person who was mechuyev to bring a kan choivo, for example, shalzov, v'zovo, v'yeledes, oy metame migdosh. There was no shofar for these kobonos. And if a person needed to purchase these kobonos, he went over and he had him purchase it privately. He gave the money and then he got the kan. Shahoyu shofar is lekan nedove, kidisanya lekama bishmaitin. But by the kan nedove, that means if a person wanted to be menadev oifis, so then there was a shofar. He just stuck the money in the shofar. K'disanya lekamam b'shmaiten. V'kahanim loikhin b'mois kinim. And with the money that's in the shofar, they purchased kinim. U'makriv and oisan. And they makriv them. They were makriv the kinim for whoever the bailam was. That's called lishmo. They were makriv it for the bailam. So it wasn't necessary for the Bailam to wait around to get it in the hold of a koyin. The proti is to be koyinit. They put everything in the shofar, and the kahanim took care of the rest. So that was dafke by kinei nedove. But kinei choive, there were no shofars. Why not? Mipnei ha-taruvis. Because there was a chash of taruvis. So what does that mean? Mai mipnei taruvis. What does that mean? Because of taruvis, what taruvis were they afraid of? אמר רב יוסף, מפני תרובס חויבה, תרובס חויבה בנדובה, תרובס חויבה בנדובה. What does he Rashi? מפני תרובס חויבה בנדובה. If there would be shayfres, so there'd be two shayfres. There'd be one shayfer for kane choyve, one shayfer for kane nedove. So maybe shemo yischalef shayfer b'shayfer. The kohen that's taking out the money from the shayfer, so maybe he'll be nischalef one shayfer for the other shayfer. V'yakriv mimois shayfer hachoyve, let's say there was a shayfer hachoyve, and for the shayfer hachoyve he had to be makriv an oila and a chatos. So he'll be nischalif, he won't realize that this was, he had taken out from the shayfer hachoyve, so he'll be makriv the oifis linedove. Oy, the other way around, oy mishal nedova chayve, he might take out the money from the shayfer shal nedova, and he'll be makriv it for chayves. Viti posel, and memela, this mistake will pasel the kolben. Why? Shaha chayva, because by kolben chayva, achas lachatos, v'achas loilo. By kolben chayva, you had to be makriv achatos, one had to be achatos. Panedove kulon oiles. Bein maisa oile u maisa chata shovim. It's not the same avoide. So if he'll by mistake be makabit for a chata and had to be an oile, so the one who had given the money for the oile won't be oitse. He was manadav an oiles nedove and there were makab a chata for him. Taigdachnish, and the other way around also, if you be makir banoila, yana person needs a chatos. So memele, so shema yischalef, maybe the koyin might, by betois, he might take the, out of the, he's thinking this is the shayfa, I think the shayfa shal chayva is really the shayfa shal nedova, be makir bit kulei oilis, and the bailam won't be yaitse their chayva. So memela, so that's why by the shayfer shel, this was no shayfer shel chayva, so whoever had a chayva went over to the kohen and told him this is let's say a chayva, and then he was sure that the oifis were nikrav kil chosa. Omalei abaye, so Rashi seems to say that mibnei taruv is chayva benedove, he might, the Gemara knew already that there would be two shayfres, no, he still might make a mistake. The Ritva says the havamin of the Gemara was, let them make one shayfer, let them be a mechitz in between, the right side will be the chayve, and the left side will be nedove, and that's Shat Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have one shayfer, one side is chayve, one side is nedove, it's very olu to make a mistake, he might take, the chayvis and mimakavit l'tzarech nedovis, and the male, that's why they only had nedovis, so there's no problem. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked, v'nevetre, why do you have to make it batlonish? Make takke two shayfris, two separate shayfris, and noch besa v'nichta volayu, let's put with the Kiddush Lavona Oisiyis, hay de chayve v'hay de nedovis, And well, this is chayva, this is nedove. So memele, so I mean, it's zicha a convenience for the bailim that they shouldn't have to wait in line to purchase the kinim. Like this, it will be done automatically. So let's make two shayfers and we'll write hay de chayva, hay de nedove. That was a bayis kasha to Rav Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef answered, Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda did not rely on some of the writing on the shayfres that this is chayv and nedove. He didn't hold that this would ensure that they won't make a mistake. This now we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yehoyer shom ella kan echad bulvat. There was only one kan. Terei my time aloy. Why couldn't there be two kanim? Why dafka was there one kan? And in order for him to put down the mizrak of the dama soy here, a lift up from the dama pole. Why couldn't they be two kanim? Mishum de mechalfi. Because he was afraid if you'll have two kanim, so on one kan there'll be dama pole, the other kan will be dama soy. Now put the dama soy down, and then he'll make a mistake already. You know, he'll mistake the dama soy for the dama pole, and he'll take now the dama soy. There'll be maza on the paroiches, and which is wrong. He has to first be maza the dama por on the paroiches. So Rabbi Yehuda held two is not an eitze, ksiv is not an eitze. A person can make a mistake. So memela, so Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosa. Rabbi Yehuda less like ksiv. Let us see Rashi less like ksiv. Ein seimchem al kach. The zimnin the lav adaite liyuni bekisva. Personally, he won't be ma'ayim. Mishum de mechalfi. That's the reason in our Mishnah, because he's afraid maybe there'll be machlif. If you are going to make two kanim, meiniach mizrek asoyer al ze v'shalpar al ze. Shrabol le kachas as dam apo. The one will come and take the dam apo. Permission is chalav loy v'noite eshol seil. Take the dam asoyer tilka. Ki leko elochad. There's only one loy monachai. He can't put down the dam asoyer ad the shokel high till he's holding the dam apo in his hand. Then nimtzo avoides kisidron. So then we can be assured that avoides will be kisidron. Shel soyer achapar bifnim. He put down the dama pol, and then he's doing the dama soyer. Vishal par acher beichav achakach shel soyer. So memele, that is why Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's not two kanim. Let us see Taisis. So Taisis is mitnei taruveis choiva b'nedove. Avol taruva is choiva bechoive. So Taisvis asks, lechoire, by choiva gufe, afilo on taruva is choiva benedove. There's a chash of taruva is choiva bechoive. So this is lakala meichesh. Now what is the chash? She yikach miktsas mimois rochel, or miktsas mimois leye, yakriv bishvil leye. Taisvis had a kashem, Taisus and Havmina learned that all the money is loose. So let's say, later we'll see in the Gemara that the standard price of a noif was 4 zuzim. So Rachel put in 8 zuzim into the Sheifer. That's 4 for Chatas and 4 for Noila. Lay also put in 8 zuzim. So Taisus says, so let's be chayish that now Rachel will take out Sheikach Miktas Mimois Rochel, or Miktas Mimois Leia, V'yakriv Bishvileia. No, B'makriv it Bishvileia. That means he'll make one Hakrova now, Bishvileia, and he can't be Yaitse, because Leia can't be Yaitse with Rochel's Chatos. So that's Taisvis Kash. So Taisvus says, that's no problem. The Evshe, the Chol Achas, Tzereres, Moise, La'atzma. That Rochel, the 8 zuzim were tied together. It wasn't loose. So Melon, he took out a bundle. So he took out a bundle, so in the bundle there was 8 zuzim. That was all Leis and all Rochels. The Noisen is B'Shoifa. V'kach Oisen L'Rabon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbonin of Rabbi Yehuda, which hold that by Chayves, there was a Shaifa for Chayves. This will lo Shaifa soy lo kine Chayve. So that's what they did. There was Zichet, the money was so, Shakoyin loikech mikol tzroyer kan echod, makriv kol kan vekan l'shem yishu. So it's take makriv, that these makriv, one chafes and one oila, for whoever the bailam is, and that's called l'shem bailam. So Memela, there's no problem. So Taisus makes an akimta that it's speaking about that each one put in mois sruris. The Taisus Harosh, the Sfasemis, want to say a different teretz. That it is speaking about that there could be the money was loose, could be the money was loose, but they took out all the money. They didn't take it to Bislach. They emptied out the Khan completely. And then they were makriv, so all the money, they purchased kinim, so they said, so you had, for 200 oifis, so it was purchased, it was for 100 chatois, 100 oilis, and, 100 chatois and 100 oilis, and it was for the money that there was money for 100 people, from 100 people. So the 100 people, each one had a chatos and an oila. You don't have to say, that means if it wouldn't have been emptied out completely, then we have a problem, the Tosis says. It could be he took the wrong money, he took the money of an oila from one and a chatos from another. So Tosis has to say the Teretz that it was tzchures. So Memele, I feel he took out one at a time, but he zichah took out from the same baila machatos and an oila. Masha ain kain, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, he could say a different tale, so that he took out everything all at once. Mipnei taruvais chayve benedovim. So, it seems there would be a problem if you have shayfre shal chayve and shayfre shal nedove. Shayfre shal chayve, shayfre shal nedove, there's a problem that they might mix up. So therefore, they made sure there's only shayfre shal nedove. Fakteisvis ein lahakshayis loyma ifcha. Let's say, fakert, loy hayu shayfre shal nedove. They didn't make shayfre shal nedove. Me'at taruvis, aval chayve tiknu shayfre. So they can't have both, because both is a kilkul that mix up one with the other. So make only shayfre shel chayve. Yeshloima v'lenedove nefishi. That there were much more nedoves than chayves. So lechayre sotaisis means to say it was, now a shayfre was a very convenient way to get kobonis. I mean, you didn't have people standing on line like this, So since there's a lot of nedoves, and so memele, so let al kaponim, the purchasing of the nedoves should be in a convenient oifen, and it should be done with the shayfres. The chayves, which were a miut, that they had to take away, they didn't have the convenience of a shayfres, so that each one had to purchase bazunda. But oi, he teaches us another teretz, the zimnin shlei hoyu makrivim nedova yomim rabim. When there was a krova of a lot of chayvis, they weren't makriv the nedoves. So the shayfa had a dual purpose. So the money which was not used was stored in the shayfas. Lahachi tzarich shayfa avol chayva yachaylum lahakriv la'alta. There's no need to be mashe, and fakert of rishash, that only there's no need, they had to be makir, because the people relied on it. They were saimach, that they were machusa kapore, or so they were saimach, that everything is being taken care of. So memele, so that's why, so this had to be done right away. So memele, so they were boicher, the shayfa for the nedov. Let us just see one Tosfos Yeshanim, the bottom Tosfos Yeshanim on the right side. Vayhayu shayfres lekine chayve, bishar korbonos chayves. That means, what about by behemis? Itzach loymesh layhayu shayfres, reikivin shehen shel behemis, tunin smiche, vayne yochel anichem biyat koyim liknes lay korboni. That zichet could not be done through the koyin. Shalai befonav. I mean, you needed the bailam here to be samech on the behemoth. So that's bullshit. Now here there's no smicha, so here, theoretically, you could have a shayfa for the kinei chayvis, but it wasn't here because mnei taruvis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meisvei shalosh esrei shayfreis oyu b'migdish. There were 13 shayfres in the migdish. By Yekosov Aleihem, and this is what was written on the 13 shayfres. And one was written, Taklin Chadetin. Was he Taklin Chadetin? This was the new shkolim.
The talk that that means the shkolim of this year, a person who had as yet was not minadiv his shekel, so he put it in the taklin chadatim. Then the taklin atikin, there was another shayfa, last year shkolim, a person who was not minadiv shkolim for last year, so he put it in the shayfa of taklin atikin. Then there was a third shayfa of kinim. We'll see exactly what this is later. Then there's a fourth shayfa of the Geizli Oilo. A fifth one, the Eitzim, a person who wants to be Menadev Eitzim. So you put in that shayfa. Ulevoina, a person who wants to be Menadev Levoina. Bezov, Lechefoiris, or Lechapoiris, we'll see in the Taisus Shishonim. So there were seven specific shayfas for different Nedovis, or Vishishal the Nedovis. And then there was six shayfres for Nedovit. We'll see this came from the behemoths which were royes. So there were six shayfres for the behemoths of royes. And we'll see in Rashi what the union of six was. Now, it explains. Taklin chadetim, elu shkolim, shoko shona v'shonim. That means the current shkolim, person who did not give them yet, so he put it into that shayfa. Taklin atikin, mishaloi shokal eshtake, person who did not give last year's shekel, yishkel l'shanabo, so the next year he gives in this shayfa for the previous year. Kinin hein toirim, that's toirim, that's a turtle dove. Goizlei oila hein b'nei yoyne, this was either a pigeon or a This is a different type of a dove. The kulon oilis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They all were oilis. That means there was only the side of kinim and side of geiz la'oila were only oilis. There was no chayve. Not kinim, we'll see, according to the Rabbanon, kinim means kinei chayve. No, kinim means the kinim hain tairen, everything, but the kulon oilis, and these are only on oilis in the dove. There was no chayve. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But al kaponim, so what is the kasha? So the kasha is that, so we see from over here that he was saimach an ksive. There were 13 shayfres over here. If you're afraid that people are going to make mistakes and be machlev, so in the mail you'll have a lot of problems over here. You have 13 different shayfres. Let us see what Rashi says. Taklin chaditin. Ala echot, and the first one was written taklin chaditin, taklin atikin ala sheni, kinim ala shlishi, goiz le'oila ala ravi, eitzim ala chamishi, levoina ala shishi, zov lechafoires ala shvi, v'shisha yekosav aleim nedov. Taklin chaditin, elu shkolim shel kol shona v'shona. Mi she'olav lahovi shikle shone zu, Shaloi heviyam ba'odo, meviyam kol shor sheyirtze, v'noisnam b'shoifer shol taklin chadetin. Agizborim noisnam oisam b'lishke, so this was put into the lishke, v'termim mehem sholosh akupois befreis ha-Pesach, before Pesach, they took, that was the tumas alishke, that was used, the tumas for the kabonis sibo. So they were teirim sholish kupis from the money there. Bepreis ha-tzeres, and before shvuz, and bepreis ha-chak. U-mi, let us see the bach, u-mi sholay shokel ha-shtake, that's one big rashi, person who did is yet not give the shekel of last year, yishkel l'shana habo, v'noisnin l'shayfer shel taklin atikin. This was put in the shayfer of taklin atikin. Vagiz borim, Naisnin oisam l'shiyore lishka shel ishtake. That means that the mois of last year's shkolim, there was left over money because they only were toirim from the mois alishke three times. That was the tumas alishke. That was used for the kolbonis sibo, but there was money left over. So that money left over, and then by the next year they made a Tumah Chadoshah, so that money was not used for the Kolbanis Sibba. So what was that money used for? Shemehen boinin choyma sa'ir, amigdolei sel, kedisnam b'shkolim. So if a person did not as yet give last year's shkolim, so he put it into taklin atiki, and lamaise, so it was with the rest of the shiyore halishke, which was used for these tzibodike purposes. It wasn't used for akrov, it was used for different purposes. Kinin hein teirin, mi moi sheboy hein loikren ela teirin. Kulon oilois, habiu dolitaime, damale oye sheifreis lekine choive. So that's why they're only, the eitzim ulevoina vizov lechafoiris, the forish mesech eshkola. A misnadev eitzim, a person wants to be menadev eitzim, noisein mois loisei sheifa, and the layifchais mishnei gzirim, that means the amount of money he had to give was al kaponim, the amount that's sufficient to purchase shnei gzire yeitzim. Va misnadev levoina, person wants to be misnadev levoina, there's a kolbim levoina, mevi mois, the noisin lusay sheifa levoina. The loikrin mehem levoina, o maktirin oisam the double, misbeach achitzin, there was a kolbim levoina. Zov lechfeires, a misnadev zov, Naisen mois lesech sheifa, the loikimem zov likli shoris, the heina mizrokais, hakruyen kefeirei zov, the ezra vedivrei hayomim, so memele, so that zov lechefeiris, to purchase nukli shoris. Vishisha le nedova, so that was seven, and then there was another six le nedova. Lekayet amizbeach, losais lesechon, Mois shaloikhin mikol horoyois shal moisa ashomes vachatos. If you had moisa ashomes, let's say you had an osham that was never, and they were mak of another one, or a chatos that was never, and then they found it, they found the, after the akrove of the new one, they found the old one. Sheshanino behem, we learned yire, that it's yirachi yistai, viyimocha viyipku domov lunidoko. So now these were nidoves. The perik baschad the menoches. So what's this inyan? Shisha le nidove. Shisha shayfres keneged shisha botei oves. There were six shayfres because Rashi seems to say that they were from Aces. And every mishma that came each week, there were six botei oves. And it seems the seventh day Shabbos, they all worked together. They all did Avodah together. But there were 6 days that there was in each Mishma that separate Botei Oves did Avodah that day. Shebechol Mishma Mishma, Shisha Shevis Nagashisha Botei Oves, Shebechol Mishma Mishma, Bechol Echad Be'echad Makir Eskol Yoimi. So it seems it would say in the Shish, Bechol Echad Be'echad Makir Eshel Yoimi. That he was marked, it seems that by the Shisha Shoifres, it said this was for Yom Rishon B'Shavua, Yom Sheni B'Shavua, Bimhoya Mizbeach Botul B'Yoimoy, so Memele, so when it came out that his date, there was no, the Mizbeach was Botul, there wasn't many Kabbalists, a big brush, and each baby Kabbalists, like them, B'nei, base of Moish Shoifer Shalohem, the like a man, oilois, vikaits am izbeach. Abosh, ma mi no, mi es, the Rabbi Yehuda is like ksive. But we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that ksive does help. The ktoni bohoya kosov alayim, and vaisaisis was sufficient to make sure that there won't be any achlof. So let's see the Gemara further. Ki osa rabdimi oma omri b'marove, Gzeira mishum chatos shemeisu baleo. That the taruvis is not the way Rabbi Yosef had said, maybe we might become this Arab, the Nedova, the Choyve. No, it's a different taruvis. Mishum chatos shemeisu baleo. Maybe. One of the, if you have Choyves over here, so, the chayvis are half chatois. So maybe one of the, if there will be a shayfa for chayvis, maybe one of the baalei chayvis will die, and you'll have money from a chatos shemeisu by leo. Now this money is yemoylech liyam amelach. You're not allowed to use this money. So now I have misarev in the Shaifa, money which can be used Vakrovit, and they also have money which cannot be used Vakrovit. So Vaistachois, they didn't, they had not, that passed all the money. I couldn't use any of the money since that money is Kavua Bim Kaimai, so it would make Kalia all the monies that were there in the Shaifa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Gzeira Mishum Chata Shemesu Baler, Shemo Meis Echad Min Abaylem, Shenosnu Mois B'Shaifa, Pekiven Diyesh Bem Chatois, and since in the Chayva there's a Chatos, Havaloi Mois Chatos Shemesu Baler, so it's Mois Chatos Shemesu Baler, Bein Hilchais Liyam HaMelach, And the din is that you have to bring it to the Yam HaMelech, and it's also bando, and you throw it there, v'nimtso mu'uroveis im ha'ksheiris. U'pois le'soisim, v'haynum im ne'a taruvis. A different k'shash taruvis. A k'shash taruvis that might become this arev, mois that's also bando, with the other mois. So therefore, to avoid this problem, there was no sheifa whatsoever. Why do you have to be afraid that someone's going to die? The person sent a kol b'chatos, so you're allowed to be makiv the chatos. Aye, maybe he died in the meantime. We had no connections with the bala kol. No pshat, you just tell him on the cheskes chai. You don't have to clear that he died. So Mamela, so why do you have to declare that someone is going to die? So if you don't declare, so no one is dying. So Mamela, so all the money in the Shaifa is usable for Hakrovim. So Mamela, so we're back to the Kasha. So where do you have a Taruvis? And why can you have a Shaifa Shol Chayva? And for the Gemara, the Gemara says that what's going to be if you do know that one of them died? Now you're going to be in hot water. You know that one of the Bailam died, so now we know Klod is Ma'uriv in this Shaifa Mois Shalchata Shemesu Baleh, and now we won't be able to use all the Dmei, the Domim that's in the Shaifa, so therefore to avoid this problem, so therefore we didn't have a Shaifa Shol Chayva. Zogt Rashi, Shemesu Baleo Vadai, Shonu Yoidin Boi Shemes, Bishanosan Mois Le Shaifa, Vadayin Loi Kolvo. So Mamela, then we'll have a problem. Let us see Taisvis, Kinin Hein Toirin, Amisnadev Toirin, Maybe the Naisen Bishaifa Shekosov Olof Kinim. A Mesnadev Mene Yoine, Naisen Mois, Lashsech Shaifa Shekosov Boy Goisle Oilo. So the Gemara says, you're not chayish for such a thing, Vosnan, Ashelea Chatosim Imdines Ayom, Makriven Oiso Becheske Shukain. So Mamele, you're not chayish for Mise, Taimoli. That is dafke. When do you tell on cheskes chai if he's before 80 years old? So before 80, you tell on cheskes chai. Aval higi legvuris. But if the mishalayach is higi legvuris loy. Im kein neima the mishum dulme ike zov vizova. Umetzaire, umetame migdosh, shmiyes koil, ubitis svasoyim, shegiyu legvuris. Chashine buhu shem yomos echad mayam. So let us say, baita, what's the kasha? For the 80-year-olds that put their money in, they don't have a cheskas chai. So memelu, if they had a cheskas chai, or it's a chazokas yilishtanis, so al kaponu, there's no chazokas, so therefore you, so for these people, and so because of these people, you won't be able to be makriv any of the money. So memela, that's why they didn't make a shayfa. Bishloima the Ainai Svara the Leichish Kulo Hai Loishicho, that they shouldn't make a shofar. So that's my pshat and Tosfos is that that L'chaira to be chayish that you have to have an 80-year-old, which is also not shriach, in bigburish, imeshis emem shivim shana, in bigburish. So you have to have an 80-year-old that was a zov or a metzoyre. You have to have not all 80-year-olds. So speaking about, we have a miyat 80-year-olds, and then we have to have an 80-year-old that will be chayif v'shtei oifis. That's a milsa d'lay shchicha. So because of this milsa d'lay shchicha, we shouldn't have a shayfa for chayvis. This is not mistaba. One teretz. Inami yesh loyma, tohod dekom ahosom avul higiyah legburis loy. Emerson, this is a memra of Rove. So Rove says this memra on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shaleich get medinis hayom, so noisnam becheska shehu kayim. As I state in the Mishnah, that you don't have to declare any shailas, you were permitted to assume that the Mishaleich is still alive. So Rove said on the Mishnah, hanemile ishleigi legburis, abigi legburis, you're not permitted to give, because there is no cheskas chai anymore. So Taisvah says this whole memra of Egil legburis loy ani mili b'mei viket b'shem chaymer da'ishas ish. It is a chaymer da'ishas ish. Avo b'shaleach atosoy in chilek b'in higiel aloy higiel. That means b'emesin afilo b'egil legburis is also a cheskas chai. Maybe it's not the psa. Maybe it's not absurd. There's a mokim to be machmel. So, but maishes meikir adin, you can be seimech and chazaka also. So al tzchoyme, aishes ish, there they were machmel, that you don't stel on cheskas chai beigil egvuris. But by all other dinim deraisa, you can rely on cheskas chai. Avishleich atose in chilek benigil olegil viteida. Tamas nisin da may we get koma lohosom. The Gemara that was machadish this din, that hanim mili bishlagila gvuris, this din was said on the Mishnah of Gittin. Veloya mas nisin da sheleach chatosai. That's also a Mishnah, sheleach chatosai. There is a memra of Rova, hanim mili bishlagila gvuris. So vayis tachoyis take that this whole thing of a gila gvuris was only a chumra ba'alme, which they only were chayesh by the Isar Aishasish, Mishim Choyma the Aishasish, but not by Shar in Yonim. Rabbi Kivega, the Gvur Sari, Sam Sefer, they all ask Akashim that L'chayre, what Pshat Choyma the Aishasish? There's no Choyma the Aishasish. What's the problem? The problem is that Manavshech, if he's alive, so a get is a good get. If he's dead, so she's Aisei Shasish. Now what's the problem? The problem is Al Tzivom Alashuk. The Yilvom Alashuk is an Isalav. The Lashiyashis Ameisachutzal Isho is a Yilav Baalme. So Mamele, you don't have a Chaymer the Aishasish. You don't have a Chaymer the Aishasish. So Mamele, so what's the difference between get and kob? That's what Rabbi Kiveger asks. The Grosari asks. Rabbi Kiveger wants to say a teretz. He brings a mordchai. The mordchai is a machlokes b'emesin harishonim. If to be meyed on a yevom leshuk, that she got chalitza, is that called isurim? Is it called a dover shebe'erve? So the Mordechai says there's a din of a dover shebe'erve, and you need two eidim to be made that the iser went off. So you see the iser yevam leshuk is a chaymer of a dover shebe'erve. So b'meila, so maybe that's similar to the iser eishasish. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. I wanted to be medamed this to a gemara in Baba Basra, and Baruch Hashem I found that some sefer taka brings down this gemara. Said gevaldik anor. There's a gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Hei says as follows. The Gemara says that relates such an incident that there was a person before his Ptire. He said that he doesn't have any brothers. He didn't have any children. But he said he doesn't have any brothers. And it was Huchsik the Les Layach. He also, we knew that he didn't have any brothers. And he died. So the Samo says that his wife is allowed to get married. Like the Gemara Pshita, man, why not? He says he doesn't have any brothers. And the Suchas look the less layachi. So what should be wrong with it? So the Gemara says, no, there was a koil that there was Edim Sampla B'medina Sayom, that there are Edim that are saying he did have brothers. That's a koil here. B'retach B'gnazakel, that there are Edim B'medina Sayom that say they did have brothers. So Mamela, I would think that she shouldn't get married because of this koil. So Gemara says, you should be chayish for such a thing. By a shvuyah, it says that if there's a koil, that there's edim that say that this woman is a shvuyah, she's mutal koyin. You don't have to clear. I mean, because there's a koil that say that they heard that there's edim that says she's a shvuyah. You're not chayish. She's mutal kohune. So Mamela, so you see, you're not chayish for a koil that there's edim. So the Gemara says, so Mamela, so here, it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Imi kalna bishvuya, nekel the ashes ish. The Gemara says, atzushto. Shvuya is a nisa lakunen, shvuya is another svore, menabla not atzmo, I don't think the chayish paklau that she was mazana. Abo Nakel be Ashes Ish, by an Ashes Ish, she should be Nakel. There's a girl that she's an Ashes Ish, I would think that you're not Nakel. Zokta Rashbam, an Ashes Ish, the Ike Isachenek. An Ashes Ish is an Isachenek. So the Bach of an old says, the Afal Gav be Achshav ein Ashes Ish. What's happened to Gemara? The Gemara says, Nakel be Ashes Ish. So he says, she's not an Ashes Ish. He died already. This person, he said, Les Leachi, and then who's Les Leachi? And he's a kill that his agent does it, brothers. But he died. This person died. So it's only Yavam Elishuk face about. Vuleka El Alav, Lysia Ashes Amesh. So what does the Gemara say, Ashes Ish? And the Ashbam says, the Nisachenik. So the Bach says, this is the Loshna Bach. Mikomok, Ma'acha, the Koidim, Shemes Baila. Hoysa becheskes eishes ish. Adayin becheskes oysa isa imedis. Bezel isa chenek poloi chenek mamish. Leinistalik mi mena atche niftero mizikas yevoma. That's the lotion of the Bach. Now, Bach sich mir, pshat in the Bach is, the gedoyli achroinim, say pshat in the love of Lysia Ashes Ameis Achutza Le'ish Zo, the Yom says it, the others say it, Lysia Ashes Ameis Achutza Le'ish Zo, that the Issa of Yevome is that even though the Torah said that Mises Abal is a matir, Mises Abal is only a matir if he died with children, or he died without having a brother. But if he died without children, and he died without children, and there's a brother of his around, so there's still Ishus, the mace still possesses Ishus, and that's Pashta Dekra, Loisiya Ashes HaMace, the wife of the mace, Achutza, Leish Zor. Hakert, the Yevome Yovoy Aleo, Olekocha Loi Leisha, the Yovom takes over the Ashes HaMace. The Ishus that the May said, so now the Yovam takes it over. But Al Koponim, there is an Ishus Take. So that's what he means. So Fakel. So she's Becheskes Ashes Ish. That means she was married before. And now we're clearing a Shailim. Did she become Ois married? There's a kill. Maybe she's still married. Fakel, there's a kill that Adam says she's still married. So that's called, there's an Issa Chenik. I forgot there's no Oinish Chenik. But it's very interesting, the Gemara calls it Nekel be'eshes ish. So the Gemara says there's a chaymer of eshes ish. There's a chaymer of eshes ish. So Memele, so it could very well be that is pshat in Taisvis over here. That Taisvis means that Mishim chaymer be'eshes ish. There's a chaymer of eshes ish over here. That's why by Gvuris we are chayish that the get was not matter. The Isereish, we know there was an Isereish Ish, and we're clearing a shiloh, the get was matter, the Isereish Ish. Maybe he died before, and maybe this, she's still also of Isereish Ish. Elo, bechato, shemesu, by Leo Vadai. So the Gemara says that the chash was maybe one of the people who put money in the shayfus that died by vadois. So Mamelan, this will zicha be mekalkal the all the money in the shayfa. So Mamelan, that's why they didn't make a shayfa for a chayvim. Time, my time mahodabe. So they says, why do you have to say now a nuchshash? Laim aloylam time a dilma yomosechad man. Let us say tak, like we said before, not that probably someone died. They didn't make a shayfa. Because if everyone will put money into the shayfa, maybe one of these people will die. For ho, this nan makriven oison becheska shultayim. Aye, we learned that one is permitted to be makriv, a kolben ashleach atosoi becheska shukayim. Yeah. Ha'oma osom shemo meis loy chayshino. Shema Yomos Chayshina. So there is a Shaila of Shema Meis. That means I have the Kolben in front of me. Now the Shaila, am I permitted to be Makrib the Kolben, yes or no? So I say Shema Meis Loi Chayshina. So Memele, I still want the Cheskes Chay. But over here, when we're making a Shaifa, we're making a Loche, we're saying a Loche that everyone is permitted to put in money. So we are saying now that you're permitted to everyone's permitted to put in money. So that we won't permit such a thing because Shema Yomos Echad Meim, Shema Yomos Chayshina. Shema Yomos Chayshina. The Chazinen, the Chayish Rabbi Yudah, the Pekiyas HaNod, that we'll see later in the Sugya, which is equivalent to Shema Yomos. But Yesh Loima, so Taisus answers, given the Shema Meis Loi Chayshina, if Shema Meis Loi Chayshina, im Kein Navit Shayfris Lekin Nechayve, so let us make Shayfris Lekin Nechayve. Ah, you'll say, but how can we make shayfris abo shema yomus, abo b'chol shato, v'shato lishteri lakruvik, even the shema meis leichashinam. But we will never make a kilkul. That means, since when it'll come lemaise to be makriv each kolbin, so we'll say now lemaise, that we have to declare if someone's alive or dead, that this is shema meis. Now it's negay, even though when they start putting in the money, we could say we should be chash, maybe one of these people will die, aber kaponim v'shas ha'krovet shem ha'meis. But like dom, ili de peri kol ha'get, v'arei ze gitech koidim l'misosim. A person gave his wife a get, and he said the get should be chal, let's say sho'achas koidim misosim. Asur alecho truma miyad mishum shem ha'yomos, did is achshash of shem ha'yomos. The hosom, that's very good. Ki emrinan shema yomus. If I'll say that he'll, if I'm chayish for shema yomus, I'm afraid he'll die the next hour. Shema yomus chayshinan is vizois ashar sura lechol. So then she's not allowed to eat now trume. Shrei omar shor achas koidem le misosoy, an hour before the misa. An hour before the misa, she's geget. So bemela, I don't have any chazok over here. That means that the shaila is she permitted now to eat trumas? I say no, because shema yomus, maybe he's going to die in an hour, and that is no chazoki, he won't die, and if he'll die in an hour, so memela, so she's going to get now, so memela, so there's no chazok, avaloch, lehave, chato shemesu bale, ala acha amisa miyad mamish, but here, it only become a chata shemesu bale after he dies. And can I feel like yom ha-kol shata shema yomus abazu asha hashtem yilei shochit. But this hour, he didn't die yet. Vishori lakruve. So therefore, you're permitted to be makabit. So memele, so now we understand nuk mahalach ha-rab yehudim and ne'at ha-ruviz that they never made shoifrei shol choyver al tachshash of Shema, the baby will become Nizbar, Shema Meis Bevadai, and then the money will become, all the money will become Nisul. So that's why he didn't make a Shefer Shal Chayv. The Gemara, what's the problem? The Nivra Arbo Azuzi, the Nishti Bemaye, let us be Mevara. What's the problem? Maybe someone's going to die, and so we have money. In we have money in this shayfa that is also the misa. Like the Gemara, so let's take out 4 zuzi. That was the price we'll see of a chatos, v'nishdi b'may, we'll throw that away in Yam HaMelech, v'hanach nishtari, and we'll be matter the rest. And this is a shrekleche gemoris kashe. I mean, how could we be assured that we're picking out the right arba zuzi and throwing that away? But upon him, that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, less lay breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. If you hold yesh breire, so then this would be an eitzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, so therefore, we don't have an eitzah. So before we see weiter Rashi and Tosfos, just understand the Ivra and the Gemara. The Tosfos Yishonim says pshat, and the Ritva says the same pshat. Let's just say over the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says like this. That means there's a problem. There's a problem, zecha, that one person might die, and if one person dies, then all the money will become us. So the Gemara says v'nivra. So he says as follows: Shanoisin mois peshoifres al derech hakahanim noisnam. That means he's giving the money that the way the Kahanim want that what should be done with the money, that's he's also asking. Sheyiyu mois elu ma'achsho kifi ma'sheyirtze ha-koyin b'shas ha-kov. That means if the koyin will later want that this money should be whatever, so he's also asking that this money should be whatever. Hilkach. B'yodoy shel koyin loima, so the koyin. So this is understood already. You give the money, al das, what the kohen, whatever the kohen will decide later, what this money should be. So memela, I'm giving it now. So hilkach, biyodai shel kohen loima, shiu eilu lemise, vashayu choivo looisan anoshim shehem chayim. So it means as follows. Let's say we have here this abo zuzi that the coin is going to pick up and throw away the Yam HaMelech. So now the coin wants that this dalet zuzi should be for the person who died, So memele, so since everything was nitten al das hakoyin, so pshat is this person who gave the dalet zuzi, they told them, listen, the coin says, I want that if a person will die, I want that you should be magdish now this money for that person. Fine. So he's masking that's all das koyin. So the money that he gave is magdish now. That means if the tolim breire. That means if later the koyin will want that these dalet zuzi should be for the person that was nifta, so he's magdish it now for that person. So this is the demei chatos of the other person. No, there's a problem. Good, he's magdish his money for yana person, so what's going to be with him? But let's not go to the dead person. So the dead person, when he gave his money, so the kohen also made up with him as follows. Listen, if you're going to die later, so someone will be magdish his money for you. Now you should be magdish your money for him. That the money that you're giving for the chata should be for him. So it means if I decide later that his money should be for you, so then your money should be for him. So memele, so it's very good. That means you're making the theoretically, and this is all understood, the kohen is making a tnai with each noisen. So the anegei alone is these two noisenim. So he tells the kohen that if I'm going to take your money, so I want now that you should be magdish your money for the one that's going to be nifta. He's maskim. And it's totally in breire. I care that it's totally in asidus. If you'll take my money, I magdish it for him. If you won't take my money, I magdish it for myself. So it's totally in asidus. And the one who died, so he says, if you're going to die, I want you to be magdish your money for the person who will take his money. So memele, so we have an eitzah. We have an eitzah to solve this problem. So the Gemara says that's very good, but Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire. So memele, it's not an eitzah. Now let us see Rashi. The nivrer arba zuzi, demei achatas. That is the price of achatas. Vizuzi pshiti koma, zuzi means zuzi medine. These are the zuzi and zuzi medine. Sheyesh ches mehem, there are 8 zuzi, the zuzi tsuri, and a zuz tsuri. The hein de mei prey de achas. So that's the mei prey de achas. The snan, omdu kinim boi bayoim, beriv osayim. So riv osayim means that a quarter of a sela tsuri, which is 1 dinar tsuri. So we have here a gemara. The gemara says that omdu kinim, that means 2 oifis, the price of 2 oifis was a quarter of a sela tsuri. There's 4 dinar tsuri in 1 sela tsuri. So bekitzel, so 2 oifis cost a dinar, period. A dinar tsuri. Vohoroiva, Varoiva hu chatzi dinar tsuri, shuabo zuzi medine. A kaponim, I don't know the loshna varoiva is, but it comes out that a half of this, if a kan is 1 dinar, so varoiva saim is 2 varoiva says this. Bekitzer, so a half of that, is 1 oif, hu chatzi dinar tsuri, shu arbo zuzi medine. He said there's 8 zuzi medine in 1 dinar tsuri, so mamela, so 4 is for 1 oif, and 8 is for 2 oifes. The nivrel zaktais was dalet zuzi, perish rashim shum doma per kama de krisis, pom dokinim boi bayoim, beriv osayim. So, two rivers, the dalet zuzim, heim, demei, chatos. Mash mtech perushi, the boy lomeima, the shnei ha-preidim omdu b'roiva sholim. That the 2 preidim cause a quarter of a sela, shezeu diner tsuri, sheheim ches zuzim medine, nimsa chatos, the dalet zuzi, the chatos cause dalet zuzi. Besepek beis the krisis, heine mash mekei. Tekomal midechos rachmona olei bedalus, that the Torah was chos anadal over an osher, chad mishitzer ba'ashiris, that it's 1/16th, a dal's korban is 1/16th of an osher's korban. The ba'ashiris ma'isi kizbe oisiro besela, an osher brings a sela, ubedalus. The Rivasai, Adal brings the Rivasai, so that we'll see Rivasai means 1/16th of a Osher, the Bedali. Dalas Tami Maisi Chad Mi Yudvav the Dalas. Alma, Rivasai is Riva Dine Koma, that's a quarter of a Dino, is 4 Dinrim in a Sela, and a Riva is a quarter of a Dino. Not 1 dinar, the way Rashi says, but ein lechad miyudov b'sela. V'hod enoket hochet dalet zuzi. So, abizoy, it's not dalet zuzi. Dalet zuzi is a half a dinar. We need a quarter of a dinar. For a kan. So that would be, one zuz. For one prayed. Lav davka, kom aluch at the gemorro, l'mei mahochit. Chia gav ne'ike be'erchem be'perek ha'magdish sadeyu. Rabu Gavra da Chemino le Nixios le Kamid Rabbi Yuda Omalei Zil Shkel Arbe Zuzi Ochel Alei Take 4 Zuzi Peshodi Benare Lechem Beperk Al Atzlomim Hu Gavra di Arab Lechabita da Chamra di Sure da Chamra Osa le Kamid da Rab Chizda got mixed up Mon Chovis of Yain Shalisa with other Chovisim Le Zil Shkel Dalet Zuzi Peshodi Benare. So the Loshen Dalet Zuzi is a common Loshen that is used, but it is not an accurate lotion. Let us just see a few Taisus Yishonim. Kinin ein Teirim. Shemisnadiv b'nei yoino ve'hevi Teirim lo yotso yidei chayvosoi v'yipcha. So therefore, there was a special shofar for Teirim. There's a special shofar for Kinin. V'ilka af opi shekulon nidobo
Oilois, Tzorech Siva, L'Rab Yehuda, Shinin Ksiva, L'Rab Yehuda. These are Kinim, and these are Bnei Oila. The guys like Oila, Ain Bnei Yaina. Rabbanon, Pligi Al Rab Yehuda, Bishkolim, for Omri, they say differently, the Kinim, Ain Chayva, Echel Oila, Echel Lachatas. Kinim does not mean Tayrim, it means Kine Chayva. The guys like Oila, Ain Kulon, Oilois Nedob. The Duas is Shaper, Loman Kaisvin Kan Kinim, so it's very good that word is written on the Shaifas. Here they write Kinim, the Kan Gois Lay Oila, the Kinim Ashmelay doesn't say Oila, it's a Kan, set. Echel Oila, Echel Machatas. Ah, but Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Kulan Oila is. Pemelamalay Hoy Kaisvin Kan, Toyre Oila, Kamaikan Gois Lay Oila. Why did it say here it's called Kinim and here it's called Gaisle Oila? Rivo. The Gam Tzorech Iyun, Lama Loy Hoyo, Shoifreis, Lekine Nidava Shal Toirim. Now this is Akash and the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, so there were 13 Shoifreis. Kinim was for Chayve, and the Gaisle Oila were for Gaisolim, for Bnei Yaina. So in fact, Taisvis, according to the Chamul, Lama Hoya Yashavs Lakini Nidav Shal Tayrim, Mayel Shal Bnei Yaina, Kimish Misnada means Zeb Avizel Yosa, Kabina Perekama the Chulan. So Taisvis, Akar Shasayan Abihude, and Sayan the Chachamim. Bizov Lachafoyres, Perish Rashi, Kamek Foyre Zov, Shloishim. Berivo, Perish, Hainu rikua pachim tzipui lebeis kotshe hakadosh. He learned pshat that it means that this was how they wallpapered, it was gold plated, the kodesh kadoshim. Not ulach feires, hainu lekapoires, hainu lebeis hakapoires, kmeyachere beis hakapoires. So if it had vizov lekapoires, that's the reverse pshat, and it means to gold plate the kodesh kadosh. May Rabbi Dochi Mashma behedye Yerushalmi Sechesh Kolim Perik Atrume Ktoni Shemaisa Atrume Hayoisen Tzipui Lebeis Kotshei Akadosh.